Hey Dopamine Damage Control Crew. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming focus and crushing those distractions. Ever feel like your productivity tanks faster than a reality star's career after a scandal? You're not alone. We live in a world designed to pull us in a million directions, notifications popping up, emails demanding attention, and social media whispering sweet nothings about procrastination. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into how to create a productivity haven, a space where focus reigns supreme and getting things done becomes less of a chore and more of a, dare I say it, enjoyable experience. Yep, you heard me right. So buckle up, grab your favorite drink, coffee, matcha, or maybe even a celebratory cocktail if you've already mastered the art of productivity. Cheers to you. And let's get this show on the road. First things first, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Distractions. They're everywhere, like those annoying mosquitoes that always seem to find your picnic. But here's the thing, we can train ourselves to swat them away with laser-like focus. Number 1. Declutter your space. A messy environment leads to a messy mind. Think Marie Kondo, but for your entire workspace. Donate, toss, organize anything that doesn't spark joy or help you achieve your goals needs to grow. It's like decluttering your digital life to unsubscribe from those emails that just weigh you down, delete unnecessary apps, and create folders like a boss. Number 2. Time blocking is your secret weapon. Imagine scheduling time for everything, even thinking. Break your day into chunks dedicated to specific tasks, like writing, brainstorming, or tackling that dreaded email inbox. And remember, those blocks should be realistic. Overloading yourself just sets you up for burnout. Think of it like this. Would you try to cram an entire Thanksgiving dinner into a tiny microwave? Probably not. Treat your brain with the same respect. Number 3. Embrace the power of no. I know, saying no can feel tough, but trust me, it's crucial. Saying yes to everything dilutes your focus and leaves you feeling scattered and overwhelmed. So next time someone asks for a favor or wants to pull you into a project, ask yourself, does this align with my priorities? If not, politely decline and move on. You're the CEO of your own life, remember. Number 4. Move your body. I'm not just talking about hitting the gym, although that's awesome too. Even short bursts of activity can boost brain power and sharpen focus. Take a quick walk around the block, do some stretching, or dance to your favorite tunes. Think of it as recharging your mental battery. And finally, number 5. Celebrate small wins. We often get caught up in the big picture that we forget to acknowledge our progress along the way. So take a moment to savor those little victories, finishing a task, hitting a deadline, or simply staying focused for a solid hour. Those moments of success fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Now imagine this. You're working on a crucial project, the clock is ticking, and emails are piling up like snowdrifts in December. But wait. You remember our tips from today's episode. You've already decluttered your workspace, blocked out time specifically for this project, politely declined unnecessary meetings, just took a quick walk to clear your head, and now you're feeling focused and energized. You tackle the task with newfound clarity and confidence, celebrating each milestone as you go. Sound good? So, remember my dopamine damage control crew. Creating a productive environment isn't about being superhuman or sacrificing every ounce of fun. It's about setting yourself up for success by making small, intentional choices that add up to big results. Want to join the conversation? Share your best productivity tips on social media using #DopamineDamageControl and let's keep this momentum growing. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.